to take a look at some of the mischief we can get up to this weekend with our weekly event guide. This is something we like to do every Saturday morning to give you a few options of little bits and pieces you can get out and around to around our beautiful city. First one this morning is called Future Bright. It is a playful and immersive world to delight kids and adults alike. You can compose a symphony of light and sound with giant colourful musical balls, creating a living ecosystem of animals and plants with a digital graffiti, or you could test your building skills, design a futuristic town, or try your hand at electronic hopscotch. I saw this on the television the other morning, and my goodness, it looks like so much fun. These big light balls, the giant colourful music balls, they're about the size of a child. They're quite big. They're kind of exercise ball size, and they change colour and they play different songs, and it's like a big ball pit of children running around and having a great time. This is definitely a family-friendly event. It's happening every day until April 30th between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Really exciting stuff. Pretty fun as well. It's all happening over at the Powerhouse Museum, the MAAS. They're doing some incredible stuff for the school holidays, and this is just one of them. There is a cost on this one, but children under four are free. You've got $28 for adults, $17.30 for children. My next event for this weekend is also one for the family, one for the kids while school holidays are still on. It's Alice in Wonderland presented by Sand Sculpturing Australia. Now, everything about sand sculpture is pretty exciting to me. They have some incredible talent to be able to do this stuff. And this summer, the Lewis Carroll classic Alice in Wonderland is being brought to life by at the Showground Plaza at Blacktown Showground, all in sand. So all of the your kind of favorite characters from the beloved children's story will be on display, like the Queen of Hearts and the Mad Hatter and Tweedledee and Tweedledum and the Cheshire Cat. Incredible stuff there. There are more than 250 tons of sand that have been used by four international and six of Australia's best sand artists. There are some integrated hands-on activities as well. Everything from kind of sand art to sand bottles and some sculpturing workshops as well. Some exciting stuff. It's happening from today. Starts today, goes through to the 28th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's out at Blacktown Showground. Adults are $12.50. A family is $28. So quite a cost-effective event to take the kids along to, and one that will be lots of fun. Those sand sculptures are absolutely amazing. I can make nothing like that on the beach. My sandcastles always end up looking like a mud pie of sadness that is eventually washed away by the sea or kicked over by my aunt or peed on by a dog. They always get peed on by dogs too. These ones, I promise, will not be peed on by dogs. They are pretty, pretty spectacular works of art. Now, our last event for this weekend is the Mazda Opera at the Domain, something a little bit different. It's a tradition. Every year, thousands of Sydneysiders head to the Domain with their picnics packed and friends in tow to listen to Australia's brightest opera stars under the stars. They're singing operas from kind of really, really famous arias with magnificent backing of a full orchestra. It is one event that you can dress up or dress down. It's your night to enjoy. It doesn't really matter how you get along, but it's one of the best cultural celebrations in Sydney by far. And to put a cherry on top of the cake, it is my favourite four-letter F word. It is free, free, free. It's happening tonight, 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. So something maybe for the grown-ups a little bit later on in the night. And that's also obviously happening in the Domain. Incredible stuff there. Some good events this week. Mazda Opera in the Domain. You've got Alice in Wonderland presented by Sand Sculpturing Australia and Future Bright over at the Powerhouse Museum. Woof. We'll pop some details on the podcast at the end of the show to scr.com/weekendbreakfast.